Today we are going to look at the topic of entering text through a touchscreen display in LVGL. With older displays, without the touch option, you had to have a separate keyboard to enter anything at all. This was quite problematic. With a touch display, on the other hand, we can simply display a virtual keyboard on the screen and handle it 100% in code. LVGL offers a ready-made mechanism for such a keyboard, which I will present here. I will then expand on the example shown to create a simple login form from it, login and password. By the way, we will also practice changing the active view back and forth, login and logout. In the previous parts, I used Squareline Studio to create the UI, but today I will create everything in code. This topic continues the series on the ESP32-2432S-028R board, ESP32 and touchscreen display, tutorial, part 1, how to program, basics, ESP32 and touch display, part 2, how to draw pixels, lines, shapes, performance issues, ESP32 and touch display, tutorial, part 3, interactions, games, and fun. ESP32 and touch display. Tutorial, part 4. Web weather, APIs, JSON. ESP32 and touch display. Part 5. LVGL in Squareline Studio. ESP32 and touchscreen display. Part 6. RGB lamp control. RGB picker. Let's start with a simple keyboard example from the documentation. Basically, I've just improved the pointer retrieval to the screen object here. The code above fully creates the required elements, sets their positions and dimensions. Let's take a closer look at it. Here we have the following sections: creating the main panel with the scroll option, creating the keyboard, creating a text box, setting its events, setting its event handlers, setting its text. Positioning. Relative to the top left corner. The placeholder text is that gray text that is a hint of what to type, which is displayed before we type anything ourselves. The second field, as above, pinning the keyboard to the first field. We compile and upload. As a result, we have a keyboard that automatically adds characters to the selected field. Okay, but what about the second field? Why is it not possible to write to it? It's because we have to manually rewrite the keyboard to that field, which is active. Let's convert our example into a login form. To do this, we add an event handler for each of the fields. When a focused event occurs, activating a field, we rewire the keyboard to that field. At the moment of losing focused, we retract this keyboard. I have also slightly modified the creation of fields. LVGL even offers ready-made functions for creating login forms, including a password field, LV text area set password mode. More information in the documentation. The mentioned event handler must be pinned to both fields. A single function is sufficient. All code. Uploaded, here is the result. Indeed, it looks like a login form, and even the password is correctly covered with asterisks. Time for a minor cosmetic touch, the login button and label. Let's add, first of all, some kind of label informing about the login status. Then, separately, we add a button with an appropriate caption. You can also set it to handle a click, event clicked event, via LVObj, add event CB. I have added the event commented out for now. Let's check how the button itself looks. Result. We have done something wrong. The button is above the keyboard. You can see that the order plays a role. The easiest way is to move the keyboard creation earlier. Or you could use. This will move the keyboard to the foreground. The handling of the button itself can now be addressed. We will program what happens when the event click on the button occurs. But first, we need to take the variables out of the function. For simplicity, I'll just create them as global variables. Then you can pack it into a class as you wish, or alternatively, leave it as global but label it somehow. Better name it, maybe GFieldLogin. We are more interested in the click handling. We remove the comment from the event setting function and get on with its implementation.